This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with Kyle and me today. Kyle, you were going to continue. Please do so.
Yeah, I want to jump just a slight, tiny little bit, folks. So I want to ask you, the audience, where does normalcy bias come from? Where do you think, how does the way, or let me put it a different way, how does the way you approach life and the way you think and the things that you put as a essential or as important in your life, how is that? How is your thought process shaped? Is it shaped by the drivel that you hear on the news? Because if it is, you're being led and you're being manipulated. So if you just take a few things that the news media puts out there, and start putting some of them together. Some things that that is probably somewhat manipulated, but might not be. Such as, at the bottom of the last hour, it said this one doctor coming in DC, say they've been lying and that they put out their own information. They have their own medical journal, they're basically a corrupt from the top to the bottom. All right, if you take just that little tidbit of information, then why would you believe that this vaccine good for you without doing further research? If you believe that they're lying to you, if you can come up with just that little tiny bit of information and let it sink in, and to the point that it affects your thinking, not just let something float through your mind and pass off into the ether, you know, where it's gone, that you really, something you really listen to and you put into your thought process, these guys lie, and really let that sink in. If you can just let that sink in, then all right. If you take the fact that COVID-19 is real, that the death rate with COVID-19, if you look it up and start searching some of this out. The death rate from COVID-19 is somewhere around the area of 0.03%, which is just about like any, or 0.3, maybe it's 0.3%. That is, it's very similar to any other flu season that we've had. Is it more infectious? Yes. It will kill a lot of people with comorbidity issues, people that are obese. People that have compromised immune systems, but so does the flu every year. Okay, now all I'm pointing this out for is that how are you being? How is all of the information that is out there affecting you? Are you just listening to the drivel that comes from the normal news and hoping and thinking that things are going to continue on as they are? Because if you're not grabbing a hold of the fact that the supply chain is being crippled, and that's the energy system in our country. First thing Biden did when he came into office was to cripple our energy production system. And it's still going on. And we're starting to reap the benefits or the consequences of a crippled energy supply system. So if you think that's going to happen, it's not hard to wrap your mind around that. If you just strain your brain just a little bit, you can figure that out. It affects everything from food to fertilizer prices to delivery systems to plastics to any kind of item that you're going to need. All right. So if you wrap your mind around that, what applies in your mind is to use a filter in your mind that says the stuff that's coming to me from the media every time you turn it on, folks. You've got to be able to filter the drivel through your conscious thought process of what is actually happening, and then apply that to the qualifier that you put in your mind that is an essential, what is essential qualifier that I need to maintain the life of me and my family if what I see coming it happens. If it happens, if worst case scenario, we already know inflation's here. And so even if you apply this to areas that might cost you a little more money right now, down the road, it's going to save you money any way you slice it. So I'm trying to put out a thought process so that you can pick through the things that you're being fed constantly through the media. Like how does an airplane that flew 200 feet above houses, how is that even on national news? It didn't crash. It didn't kill anybody. How is that even news? Think about how they are trying to dumb you down. The part there that's interesting is that more people filed for unemployment benefits. The stock market is down almost 500 points. You don't base everything on a one-day drop of the stock market. I'm not saying that. But if you look at the trend of foreclosures, the trend of housing interest rates, the trend of food shortages, the trend of all of the supply chain issues, and then you take that, you add that together in your mind, and you try to apply an essential qualifier to your purchases, how should that affect what you're doing? Your comments, Vince?
Yeah, my comments are an exclamation point. So, ZeroHedge.com. It's an article January 23rd this year. And here's what it says. The headlines say, take only what you need. D.C. asks, meaning District of Columbia, D.C. asks people to limit supermarket purchases as empty shelves persist. Now, here's a tweet from D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Quote, this is from D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Quote, if you're hitting the grocery store to prepare for winter weather, please just buy what you need and leave some for others. You may have noticed empty shelves in some stores due to national supply chain issues, but there's no need to buy more than you normally would. And then there's this picture of this female, and she has her phone in one hand, or a list, I can't tell whether it's a little notepad or a phone, and one box of something, and a shopping cart, and it says, only take what you need. Now, that's end quote. Then the article goes on to say, quote, above is a recent tweet from the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency, completely contradicting what President Biden told the nation last Wednesday, that images of empty store shelves in supermarkets are fake news, end quote. So, you've seen these images of store shelves that are with less items than there used to be, and empty areas of store shelves. You've seen those images. Biden said that's fake news. Kathy, USA Prepares instructor in our domestic engineering department, and also Sharon's with in our domestic engineering department as well. Well, Kathy sent me an email with some pictures of empty store shelves that she took with her camera. So the fake news, it's real. The store shelves are becoming more and more bare, and I'm hearing it more and more. The price of everything that I need seems to be going up. And they're not going down. It's going up, and the supplies are getting more and more short. So simply put, what Kyle is saying is if you need it, and you would surely not want to be without it, and you can afford it, and if it's a reasonable price, you ought to get it. And it's getting tougher to get everything. And let me give you an example. I got an advertisement in the mail as an email from Menards. It's a big box store. And they're having a sale on appliances. And they have a Whirlpool brand washing machine with an agitator. Looks like it has an agitator, not a front load, just a regular old style washing machine, Whirlpool, which I think is the best brand, but not the new ones. The older ones are really good. The newer ones, they've improved them to the point where they're unreliable. They've taken out material, they've added electronics, they've taken out the mechanical timers, they put in electronic timers, electronic sensors, and they fail like crazy. The old ones, with the mechanical timers that go click, 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 click as you turn the timer. Those are the ones to get. But the new one that looks like the old one, on sale, $849. If that isn't inflation, I don't know what is. A washing machine? A plain old washing machine agitator type? Not the deluxe, stylized front loaders. I'm talking about the standard old tried and true design. Washing machines, $849 on sale. And I think people are figuring out that the Asian brand of appliances, LG, Samsung, I think people are finding out that they are substandard. And they really want to go back to good old American designs. The problem is the American designs have gotten improved, if you will, with more electronics, so they don't last as long. It's nuts. So, maybe you ought to get a used Whirlpool.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right. Kyle's with us. And, you know, we're talking about inflation, we're talking about shortages, and I'm going to the stack right now. Kathy in Ohio, welcome. You're on with Kyle and me.
Good morning, Vince and Kyle.
Morning.
I wanted to put an exclamation point on everything that you're saying. I couldn't have said it better myself. I just wanted to chime in real quick and make a comment about the wood. My husband's building three dressers for three of our grandchildren, and it's gone up anywhere from three to four times. It's exactly what you're saying. There's a product called Claw Lock that he's putting on the one. It kind of makes it look like a, not really a stress, but it gives it like the streak. And it was $40. It's now $120. And the wood is just keeps going up and up and up, and the drawer extension guides and everything that he needs, you know, all the sealers and the colors and the stains are just really high. And the other thing I wanted to mention is I'm seeing it in my own family system, not immediate, but extended family, that the medical system is just broken. There's no accountability. When you go to a doctor's office, at least a few that I'm seeing, you go, and I really believe sometimes if you're not on top of it and questioning everything, you're kind of taking your life in your own hands. There's no follow-up. They can't get physical therapy. There's no therapists that are available because the one needs to have a nurse there, and there's no nurses. So there's no physical therapy. So I think you need to have your own things at home and try to figure out if something happens, do the best you can with your what you can do with your own home remedies, or maybe get the information and the supplies now.
Kyle, your comments?
I completely agree. That goes back to essential thinking. You know, if what is the essential qualifier here? If you cannot feed yourself, if you cannot take care of your own, what herbs, what types of books do you need? First, you got to buy the books so that you know what kind of herbs you're going to be able to either grow or do you need to buy to be able to use to keep your family from getting really sick. What vitamins? D3 in particular is still fairly cheap. So, you know, and K2 you've got to have with D3. But if those two, just those two things alone for your family, what are you going to need for 6 months? What are you going to need for a year? That's essential to keep you up, keep your immune system going so that you don't die. Vince, you mentioned LG and Samsung. I've got a little story I'll quickly say. My mom wanted a new refrigerator really bad. And so she'd been saving her money, and so she finally went out and bought a refrigerator. She didn't even tell me nothing about it because I've been trying to tell her, you know, go buy a good used one and fix it up. But she bought this new refrigerator, and so I decided, well, I'll just take her old one because I liked it better than the one we had. My wife ended up not liking it, and the longer I had it, the less I liked it, so I ended up selling it. But she just wanted it out of her house. So I called the appliance repair place down here. I've known the guy since high school, so long time. And he said to me, he says, well, I hope that new refrigerator that she got isn't an LG or a Samsung. And I said, well, why on earth would you say that? He said, we have not been able to get parts to repair them for the last 4 months. He said, people that are sitting there with appliances, washers and dryers, that they cannot use for 3 to 4 months because no parts are available for LG and Samsung. He said, you just can't get them. So, folks, you better think about backups. If whatever you think is essential, that's what I'm trying to get across here, is essential qualifier. What are you going to need? But start from the 1900s and then work your way up, in my opinion.
And that's what we're doing right here, right now at our farm. And I've been in contact with Kathy many times per week on the telephone, off air. I know that she and her husband and her family are doing the same thing. We've all figured out independently that we're going backwards and we need the necessities of life.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the aftermath of the 2014 Ukrainian Revolution and the Euromaidan movement, Russian-backed anti-Ukrainian separatists have held the ground in eastern Ukraine. Today, the separatists fired a mortar shell into the Luhansk region. Separatists claim the Ukraine government has fired multiple mortars into their region over the past 24 hours. So far, no one's been hurt on either side. The number one priority for Americans is inflation. As oil is ready to hit $100 a barrel, Republican lawmakers are calling out the Biden administration and their self-induced runaway inflation. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso on Capitol Hill.
Joe Biden is the president of high prices, and one of the defining failures of the Biden presidency is going to be inflation.
Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith.
And the president still tries to spin it as the economy is doing good. Mississippians aren't buying that.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The John Durham Special Counsel Investigation has filed legal documents outlining top lawyers for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign were spying illegally on candidate then-President Trump. Tom Fitton is president of the nonprofit Judicial Watch. He was on One America News with his opinion Wednesday.
Yeah, so we had the Clinton campaign, their lawyers, work with this tech company essentially to spy on the Trump campaign. They made up all sorts of fake allegations about that campaign, and Russia went to the FBI about it before Trump became president, just a few weeks or a few months before the election. The FBI knew there was nothing there. They didn't do anything about what Hillary had done. And, you know, frankly, the FBI should have known it was Hillary, even though Durham says the Clinton lawyers lied to the FBI about who actually they were representing. So that happens. And then we find out from Durham just on Friday that this never stopped. It didn't stop when Trump became president. These operators, again, used this government contract or misused it to gain access again to Trump Tower, it looks like, and the executive office of the president under President Trump. And then to top it off, they went to the CIA, told them about it. The CIA didn't do anything about this criminality. I hope Durham's looking at that.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us. Kathy's with us. And I'm looking at GasBuddy.com in Los Gatos, California. That's Silicon Valley, right? Okay, so Valero, this is for regular, $4.99. Chevron, $4.99. Chevron, $4.99. Chevron, $5.09. Valero, $5.09. Chevron, $5.09. That's GasBuddy. Class, if you don't think inflation is here, you're mistaken. And Joe Biden said that you can expect gas prices to go higher than they are right now. This is the guy that said that the store shelves are going to be restocked. People have had it. When people have had everything taken from them, and they've got nothing to lose, as Gerald Celente would say. They lose it, meaning they go crazy. And that's when you have violence in the streets. And we already have violence in the streets. We already have the shortages. If you are not paying attention to this, it's your fault. We can't fix it. And the only thing we can do is ring the bell and let you know what's happening. And it's up to you to take action. If you think about it, Detroit can't manufacture the cars they want to manufacture because they have made them so complicated with semiconductors and sensors, they can't get the sensors from Asia. People are having to wait months to try to get their new truck fixed because they can't get the semiconductors, the parts, the computers, etc., to fix the trucks. Tires from China are wearing out just by being in the sun. They're getting cracks from being in the sun, just sitting in the sun. The Chinese rubber products are substandard, the ones that we buy. eBay has become the dumping ground for Chinese junk, in my opinion. I bought some Traverse curtain rods, six of them. And they arrived, I opened the box, and I thought, how can six Traverse rods be in this box? Well, I opened the box, and they were so flimsy, I immediately fired off a complaint to eBay, and I said, not as described. And you know what happened next? These are brand new. What happened next is within one day, I got my money back. All I said was, these are not as described. And they weren't. I'm not taking it anymore. When you get something delivered to you, it comes from a common carrier, UPS, United States Postal Service, FedEx, etc. You buy it on the internet. Take a look at it immediately after you've put it in the sun and make sure you've disinfected it from diseases and viruses, etc. Look at it, and if you don't like it, if it's not as described, complain and get your money back. Don't take it. Don't be a victim. And that's what's happening. I believe that, in my opinion, eBay has become a dumping ground for counterfeit items, substandard Chinese junk, and it's not going to last. Kathy, you have any comments?
I think you're right, Vince, in the quality. If you don't check everything, you were talking about checking your receipt. Almost every time I get something online or I go to the store, there's a mistake. And it's hardly ever in my favor. So I have to almost always say something to the cashier or, like you said, to call. But, you know, Vince, you made a comment about gas. And if the gas goes up, then everything else is going to go up. I mean, it's just a chain reaction. So I have one comment, Vince, and I'll let you and Kyle get back to your comments. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I had a friend who has a 2016 car, and he had just paid it off, and like a month later, his transmission went out, and it was $5,000 to fix it.
Yeah, and transmissions are getting very, very expensive. You know, it used to be when transmissions automatics first came out, there were two speeds, then three speeds, and four speeds, and five speeds, and six speeds, and now seven, eight, and nine speeds. And they're so complicated, and the more speeds, the smaller the gears seem to be, the shorter they seem to last. Absolutely true. And they're so complex, nobody wants to fix them. They're beyond complicated. And even that Whirlpool, we happened to be picking up lumber at Menards, and there was a stack of washing machines, and it was a really nice-looking, almost brand-new Whirlpool. And I asked the guy about it, and what they did is when they deliver a washing machine, they take the old ones. And the old ones, they sell them for $25. Well, this one looked perfect. It's almost brand new. It's a Whirlpool. It's with a new drive mechanism. It was $25. So I asked my son to pick that up. We got it. I cannot fix it. It is so complicated with sensors and computer-driven everything that I cannot fix it. It's junk. I can't fix it. It looks just like the old ones, but it's not. It's completely different. So when you look in the lid, you say, "Wow, it's an agitator. It must be the old drive system, the old controls." No, it's computer controlled and it's junk. And the reason it was on the for sale for $25 is because it's not worth $25. Kyle, any comments?
No, you're absolutely right, Vince. I've got a friend of mine that just went out and bought, he's got more money by far than sense. He just went and bought a brand new 2021, late 2021. It's new to him now, but he just took delivery of it. He had it ordered for like 4.5 months. Closer to 6 months, and it just arrived about a month ago. And this new Subaru looks at you while you're driving. And if you start to nod off, it will talk to you. If you have this system turned on and you start to swerve close to one side of the road or the other, it will auto-correct. And I asked him, I said, what were you thinking? Are you insane? I mean, because all you've got to have is that auto-correct go haywire, and it takes that out of your hands and swerves you into oncoming traffic. I said, one sensor, and there's hundreds of them on this thing, one sensor, and that car becomes a 2,500-pound boat anchor. If that sensor goes out, it's done. I'll tell you, my neighbor over here has a 07 Buick Enclave, and she hit a deer. And her car has been in the shop waiting on a hood for 5 months. In the meantime, she wasn't working because she has to commute like 30 miles to go to work. So it cost her 5 months worth of work, and they finally got it in. They put the new hood on, got it painted. Then come to find out it busted one of the headlights, and they had the headlight that came in, but it was the wrong headlight. So they had to wait another week and a half to get the correct headlight. And now they finally got it back, but it's 5.5 months she's sitting here waiting on this car, and the main reason is waiting on parts. The supply chain is broken, folks. It's broken. And the sooner we get that through our head and start working and living and thinking with the new reality, the better your chances of surviving what's coming is. It goes up. It goes up dramatically because you start thinking for what is this an essential qualifier to what I might need down the road for the next year, for the next 2 years. Is this something that will last me? Like, do I have boots that are made well enough that are going to last 10 years? Do I have two or three pair of them? Do I have leather gloves? Because if things break down and I have to be out here growing my own food, do I have gloves to protect my hands so that I don't get them cut and infected with anything? Because you don't know whether you're going to end up with some kind of disease or infection if you do. And if you do end up with that, do you have the medical understanding and the hydrogen peroxide, say, to clean a wound, or alcohol, or Band-Aids, or gauze, or tape, to be able to take care of what you're going to have to do if things continue to degrade? It's getting your mind out of the normal bias way of thinking and starting to prepare in a way that builds from worst case scenario to potentially something up into the 50s. But we might have power, you might have electricity, you might, but what if you don't? You might have heat, but what if you don't? You might have gasoline, but what if you don't? You might have natural gas, but what if you don't? At what point does the things that you think you're going to need become an essential qualifier to your thinking and your actions. Your thoughts?
Kathy, would you like to express your thoughts?
Well, you both explained it so well, and I think that's just, you have to think two steps ahead of them is really the way I look at it. And, you know, I talk with Sharon on the phone, and we both look at the ads, and most of the time there's hardly anything that I look at and go, oh, that's a sale or a good sale. It might be down. I've seen things on sale, and they take 20 cents off, but they say sale, so you think it's cheaper. But, you know, you both stated so well that if you can buy it ahead of time and you can buy quality, I don't think you'll be sorry. I get teased by my kids, like, Mom, you got backups to your backups in the basement. So, but I don't care. I just know that I have it if I need it.
Well, where would you get it if you wanted to get it today? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say you wanted to get a backup. Where would you get it? You know, you used to be able to buy a crock pot for $5 at Goodwill. Not anymore. You used to be able to buy them for about $15 on eBay. Not anymore. Now they're, you know, over $50. You used to be able to buy Revereware inexpensively at Goodwill. Not anymore. You used to be able to buy blue jeans at the factory outlet, like the ones I wear. They were $18 and change for Wranglers, first quality Wranglers. Not anymore. The factory outlet closed down. Sneakers. I don't know how much sneakers cost, but I'm thinking over $100 for a pair of reasonable quality Asian manufactured sneakers. Everything has gotten very expensive, and you're being lied to. The media is lying to you. The media said that Jeffrey Epstein is a handsome guy. I read that. He's a handsome guy, and he is he's a financial advisor. Seems to me that we figured out that really what he was in the taking pictures of young girls with people he lured, people who were movers and shakers, he lured into having sex with underage girls, took pictures and blackmailed them. That's what it seemed like to me. And the media didn't say that. The media kind of covered up for Prince Andrew, another pedophile. And what about the Clinton cartel?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
There's one set of tips from the book I wanted to share with you very quickly. So if you have a Whirlpool washing machine, the agitator type, the older style, there are several things that can go wrong that are very inexpensive to fix. One is the hot water inlet valve or the cold water inlet valve. If that fails and you turn on the washing machine and it won't fill with hot water, switch it to cold water and see if that works. And if you want, you can reverse the hoses. So if the cold water valve fails, that's the one that fails most often, the cold water. If that fails, just switch the hoses from hot to cold and then just set it to hot. And you'll be putting cold water in your washing machine. But if you want to buy the part, it's about $15. You can get that on eBay. If you have a leaky water pump on a agitator Whirlpool washing machine, a replacement pump is about $15 on eBay. So if you're thinking that, oh, let's get a new one because the water inlet valve broke, just switch the hoses. Or if you actually want to buy the part, it's about $15. And how long would it take you to replace that part if you've never done it before? About an hour. How long will it take you to replace a water pump on one that leaks on the floor? So if you have a Whirlpool washing machine that leaks on the floor, it's probably the water pump seal that's bad. About $15. How long will it take you to fix it? About an hour, if you've never done it before. Timers go bad, and you can get them used on eBay. I have for about $50. There's motor drive coupling, and they're like a rubber disc, and they fail. And when they fail, it sounds like the washing machine has stripped gears. Well, that part is maybe less than $10, probably more like $5. And then if the agitator spins forward and backwards and it doesn't lock in place going backwards, there are what's called agitator dogs. They're little plastic parts about the size of two pencil erasers on a number two pencil. And they're about $5. So you can fix all of these things in about an hour or so. If you've never done it before, you just go to the internet and look up, the type of problem you're having. You'll find a YouTube video, and you won't believe that you can fix it. And what kind of tools will you need? Well, probably just a Phillips screwdriver and a flat blade screwdriver. And if you have to replace the dogs, you might need to use a socket wrench and a socket wrench extension. That's it. Real simple. You probably have those tools anyway. Kyle, any quick comments?
Well, I have one other little quick tip, folks. So on YouTube, this thing popped up the other day to how to create your own waterproof tarps. And you buy a king-size sheet, if that's the size you want, two tubes of silicone, and some turpentine, and you mix that up. I used about two tubes of silicone to about half a gallon of turpentine, mixed it up really, really well, soaked three sheets into it, and created three waterproof tarts. And they work perfectly. They shed water like crazy. They are makes them very tough. When you put the silicone into them, they become much stronger than they were before. And it's an excellent waterproofer. Another excellent waterproofer for your bags and shoes and all that kind of stuff is beeswax and boiled linseed oil. You can mix beeswax as one-third and two-thirds boiled linseed oil, melt them together, and put them in a liquid state, or you can actually take a brush it onto the solidified things and put them onto your canvas bags. Use electric clothes dryer or hair dryer and melt those into the bags, and they will last a very long time. Just something that, you know, you might be thinking in terms of essential. Please, biggest thing I'm trying to get across today is essential. Think an essential qualifier to your purchases, and that includes stopping buying these $5 cups of coffee and foolishness. Use your head, please, because in a few months, I think this is, my dad used to say, son, the reality of what's happening to you is going to hit you in the face like a 2x4 in just a few months. And that's the reality. When I was young and I was smarter in my own mind than I really was. So folks, I'm begging you to think. Get your head thinking in a correct manner and do it right and do it quick.
Kathy, your comments? Do you have any tips you'd like to share?
I do have a comment. I'm seeing the shortages in the stores of jeans. I was at Costco one day this week. There were no women's jeans at all and very limited with men. So, and Sam's was the same way. They had a few, but none of my husband's size. So I'm going to try to go online and order some. I don't know if it's just a temporary thing or not, but I do know cotton is going up. So, and Vince, you mentioned eBay, and I heard that eBay, you know, a lot of these stores that are getting looted, they're selling all this stuff on eBay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, crime is out of control. And, yeah, people are being robbed, burglarized, looted. And there's no question about it. In class, there's a lot of counterfeit Chinese products out there. They look pretty good, but they're not the real McCoy. They're not as good. They just look as good, or almost as good. Kyle, I want to thank you so much for spending your time and being with us here teaching class. Kathy, thank you for spending your time in teaching class with us today. Tomorrow, Greg Lesher, we're going to talk about truckers, and then Bert, we're going to be talking about 5G and spying on Americans.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.